comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Hi, folks, and welcome to The Kevin Smith Show. Whoever you are, wherever you happen to be, all around this gorgeous place we call Earth, thank you for being here at The Kevin Smith Show. I know you could be doing something else, but you chose to be here, and I appreciate that. I'm here because you have a right to know, and because you matter. Now, on the website, it says that this is Open Line Live tonight, and that is entirely our plan, has been our plan, and we may still do it. But I got to tell you, there's some breaking news that we're going to deal with here tonight, and you don't want to miss this. Believe me, you don't want to miss this. It's breaking news about an intercepted signal. Intercepted right here. And a lot of strangeness around that signal. So we're going to be talking about it on the show. You want to be sure you stay glued to your radio, your computer, your phone, your however you're listening or watching. You stay glued to it, okay? Because we're going to deal with that. And if we can, we'll go open line after that. Got an email from Marty in Chicago. He said, I listened to your show last night. What a fantastic guest. But I kept expecting you to take a bite out of him because I have seen your seminar about angels, Nephilim, and Anunnaki. And I know you disagree with Mr. Roberts when he says the Nephilim are the offspring of the Elohim and human women. Great show, but why didn't you challenge him on that? Well, Marty, I did. Quite politely, but I did. I read straight from Genesis what it says, and he agreed that Genesis does not explicitly support his view, but that he gets his views from some other sources other than Genesis, where my seminar deals with what does Genesis say. And he looked at that, and he looked at some other sources and came to his views. So that's the deal on that. But thank you, Marty, for the email. Good question. And I want to hear from you as well. Whoever you are, I want to hear from you. And the way you do that is go to my website, click where it says contact. And then if you're commenting on a show or a guest that we've had, click on listener comment. If you're suggesting that I look at a web page or read something or whatever, you're making a suggestion, click on suggestion. It is important that you select the right one. I want to see your email, but it all gets sorted automatically. And so suggestions coming to listener comment might get read, but probably I'll never see them. Listener comments going to suggestions, probably never see them. They get sorted before I see them. So select the right one. If you're making a comment, select comment. If you're making a suggestion, select suggestion. But send me your email. And like Marty, I am quite interested in reading your email, just like I was interested in reading Marty's. And I want to hear from you. If you're not yet subscribed to the K-Files, be sure you get subscribed because it's absolutely free and it's a great publication and we want you in the family. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back with an intercepted signal right after this. right. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. And I said right at the top of the show that we got some breaking news here. We've got some real weirdness here. And right here in River City, if you will, right here in the studio. Now, folks, this show is about the world of the strange and unexplained and futuristic science. And because that's strange, and for us unwashed masses, it is pretty much unexplained. But over the past week and a half, I've been hearing from people around the world about how they're having weird things happen on the Internet. One of our members, who lives in Canada, said that she had tried to get on the website all day one day, and on that day, she could not access the site at all, and yet we had people on the site from other parts of the world. No problem. That's just one thing. There are other websites. It's not just mine. There are other websites that have been experiencing the same thing where you can't get on the site. Something's wrong with it. You can't get on the site. But people in other parts of the world can. It's almost like there's a rolling brownout on the Internet. So I talked with someone who is an expert when it comes to things having to do with the Internet, having to do with computers. He's been on the show before, Dr. Jeff Bird. I was talking with him about all this. And in fact, we talked about it some today. And after our conversation, I reached over and turned up one of the speakers here in the studio because I was going to play some music while I worked. And there was a signal on that. It was a signal on that speaker. I looked to make sure that we weren't playing anything already through the mixer, and we weren't. Now, I'm going to show you something. The way this works, I don't want to get too technical, but the way this works is on the radio streams, that happens on its own computer. It doesn't have to go through the mixer. Now, if I decide that, let me find a little bit of music here. And what I'm going to do is show you, it's not going to play until I tell it to. Okay? Now, over on the radio side, they're going to hear what you on the TV side are not going to hear, I think. Now, you can barely hear it on the TV side. Whenever I push this button, you'll hear it.
Voice on the radio, say what you're feeling, no matter what you go through.
Okay, now the reason I did that is to show you that if I don't have that button pushed, there's no music coming through the speakers over here. And so that's the point. So there was nothing transmitting to the speakers, nothing that we're doing here, nothing I was doing, and yet there was a signal. On the line with me is Dr. Jeff Bird, and Dr. Bird, thank you for being willing at last minute to do a couple of things for us, including being here on the show tonight.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi. All right, now, a couple of things he's done for us is I captured that signal, and I'm going to play it. I don't know if people on the radio will be able to hear it because it's pretty faint, but I think everybody else is going to be able to hear it. You hear that clicking? There's sort of a little ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. in the background, and then there's a clicking. And that clicking is in a pattern. You hear it? Okay, now I'll stop it. And that was coming over my speakers here in the studio. So I got off of the internet, still was hearing it. I didn't know if the source was something on the internet. Still was hearing it. I restarted the computer, okay? I didn't power it down, I just did a restart. And it was still there. So, I decided to reboot the router and the cable modem. And it was when I rebooted the cable modem that it went away. So I captured that, and I sent it to Dr. Jeff Bird, and he ran some analysis on it. And so, first, Jeff, what's your general impression of what we just heard?
Well, it certainly sounded like it was in a repetitive pattern of some sort. It's when I finally looked at the signal itself and determined that there may be intelligent transmission behind it. It's kind of a weird-looking signal.
All right, let's talk about that just a little bit. You loaded this signal into some software, and you provided us a graphic of one of these clicks, and you were telling me, in fact, I was listening to you as you were analyzing it, and you were saying, wow, what is that? That's weird. I've never seen anything like that before. So what are we looking at?
I really not so sure, except it's certainly not analog in nature.
It's not analog?
No, it's not digital. It's definitely analog.
Oh, it is analog. So it's not digital.
Yeah.
Okay. And then there were some features that you described for me that you said were really strange about this.
Yeah, normally it kind of burst as maybe some sort of an RF interference signal, and the reason being is because that particular wave shape has what's called a ring after it. It's kind of like a damp thing where the amplitude, the levels of the signal start slowly descending, but it's very rare to see something on the leading edge of that. It's a totally symmetrical that seems to have a kind of a damped ringing that leads to this huge. I mean,
you're breaking up. You know, we had perfect audio between you and me before the show, and now it's breaking up so bad we can hardly understand you. Maybe it's people who are responsible for this signal that don't want you to talk to us. All right, now let's get this down to where people who are not audio engineers can understand it. What are we talking about, ringing and leading edge and all of that? Describe that.
Do you have that graphic of that thing up on the screen?
Yeah.
Okay. The main point of interest is this huge spike that can be seen in the center of that.
Right.
On either side of that spike are little teeny tiny things that kind of ramp up on the left and then kind of ramp down on the right.
Yeah.
And when it comes to electricals, it's very common to see a ringing out like what you would see on the right, but not very common unless to see that on the opposite side of that. I mean, totally electrical. And And I was really trying to figure out where I'd seen this before, and looks similar to this is an RF signal from over the horizon radar. The same thing that would be what used to be talked about, the old Russian woodpecker.
Let me ask you something. I'm interested in the interference that we have right now. Have you changed anything at all, any volume or anything, since we talked, and we talked about 10 minutes before the show? Have you changed anything?
No. As a matter of fact, the Skype's been open, and we just disconnected from the call and just reconnected.
Yeah, well, see, now, and there's nothing different. Absolutely nothing different here. I didn't change anything. You didn't change anything. And it's clipping your audio so that we're getting gaps in it. And it wasn't doing that 10 minutes before the show. What do you think's up
with
that?
Yeah, and you keep cutting in and out on my end as well.
What do you think's up with that?
Well... considering how often you get hit from outside forces, it wouldn't surprise me.
Mm-hmm. All right, so this signal looks like to you and I'm not going to ask you any detailed questions. I know some things about your experience and about your background. I'm not going to ask you about that, but let me just ask you this: would you have reason to know what an over-the-horizon radar signal looks like?
Yeah, I've had a lot of background in RF communications, as well as a lot of type of radar tracking systems and things of that nature.
Okay. For some reason, I'm getting a call in right now, but we're not going to take calls just yet. As I said, we have this breaking news situation. So this is what was coming into my studio about 25 minutes prior to the show. And I've already played for you. Everybody's heard it. I've played for you what it sounded like. Just a weird signal coming in. This is what one of those clicks looks like. Jeff has analyzed it and provided us this graph. But when we line all those clicks up side by side, it looks almost like a barcode. And Jeff, talk to us about this. What are we looking at? We have them all lined up here. Some are tall, some are short. What's the significance of this?
Well, the interesting thing is that if this was all like some weird random occurrence pattern, that the levels, the height of all those little spikes would be all over the place. But there seems to be very patterned. If they're a certain height, all of them are that same height that go through the entire...
Sample. Yeah, we're losing your audio.
So it looks like, you know...
Yeah, we're losing your audio. Tell you what, let's disconnect and try connecting with me again. Let's try that. Folks, I'm telling you, this is some weird stuff here that's happening right here in this studio. Okay? This is not a signal that my equipment is generating. As Dr. Bird said, that is definitely not a digital signal. It's analog. I think we've got him back with us. Jeff, are you back on the line with us?
Yeah, it seems to have improved a little bit.
Okay. All right, so the deal is that there is, when we line all these clicks up, there's sort of a pattern that is somewhat of a repeating pattern. And I want to describe it for those that are on the radio. Imagine just a set of vertical lines like a barcode. Okay? Now, these vertical lines are arranged in only three different heights. So we see three of these vertical lines first. You have one low, one high, and one just barely in between those two. So one low, one high, one medium. Then we have one low, one high, one medium. Then we have a big space. Then we have one low, one medium, one high, one low, one high, one medium, one high. And then we get another repeat. Okay, now we have two, we've already had two repeats. Low, medium, low, high, medium, low, high, medium. And now we have high, low, and then high, low. And now we're going to have high, medium, medium, high, medium, medium. These are patterns. Jeff, what do you think is the significance of the patterns?
Well, that's what kind of struck me is those heights are the fact that they're identical. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't. I mean, if you draw a line across that whole thing, all the peaks on that are a certain height all line up. All the peaks that are a different height all line up. And you know, well, one thing that I do know about when it comes to that is there is a way to put digital communications on top of these types of signals. The Navy does it all the time with their ELF transmitters, the things that they use to communicate with submarines and things of that nature.
I'm up in the middle of the United States, though, and I don't think we have any submarines up here, so why would I be getting signals like this in the studio?
That's a good question. We know where some of the Navy's radar, well, not radar, but their ELF transmitter bases are, their fixed locations. And I also sent you a picture of one that tends to be moving on the ocean. They seem to have a few of these things.
Yeah. Okay. Now look, we have to take a break. Just hang on, and in fact, hang up and give me a call back. We'll be back, folks. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We're dealing with really some breaking news, some real strangeness right here in the studio. On the line with me, hopefully, is Dr. Jeff Bird. Jeff, are you still with us? Are you there, Jeff? Well, see, this is interesting because... I heard a little bit of a peep of a sound, but no, we didn't hear you.
Okay, can you hear me?
That's better, yeah. But and I want to tell you, folks, Jeff, 10 minutes before the show, we checked this link out, and it was crystal clear, wasn't it?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I commented that it even sounded better than on the phone.
Yeah. So, you know, what can I tell you, folks? I mean, you're experiencing it. But about 20 to 25 minutes before the show, I picked up a signal on the speakers here in the studio. And I've played that signal for you. I'm going to do it again. I want everybody to hear it. It's a strange clicking signal. okay. That's what the signal sounded like, and as I said, I one by one did things to isolate it, and it came down to the cable, and the cable is what supplies me with internet. And we had originally planned, Jeff and I, to talk about weirdness on the internet that people are having all over the world right now, and something's going on really worldwide with the internet, some weird stuff happening with the internet. And that's what we're going to talk about. And but about 25 minutes before the show, I caught this, and that was coming over the speakers, and I captured it and sent it to Jeff for him to analyze it. And we're talking about that analysis of the signal. I think most of the folks who are watching can visually see there is a repeating pattern in here. We have a pattern of 3-3, and the next pattern is 2-2, and the next pattern is 3-3. But what we're talking about, our ears don't hear any difference in these clicks, and yet there is a difference. What accounts for this, Jeff? For instance, we have one bar, high. We have what accounts for that? We have one bar low, one high, one medium, one low, one high, one medium. What accounts for that? Is that frequency?
Actually, if you look at the spacing between those spikes, they're equidistant. You know, there's some places where there's larger spaces, but they're a certain timing pattern.
Well, when we have,
to me,
when we have a larger space, it's the same size as every other place where there's a large space.
Yeah, it's like if it's missing. You know, and there's two of those in a row, it's still the same amount of distance. I mean, these are spaced on a very precise timing sequence. My best guess is that when you have things like that of varying heights, but they're all consistent, somebody's trying to put digital information on there.
So this, to you, looks like an intelligent signal.
Oh, definitely. There is something. It's like an analog signal with some digital information encoded into it because of those varying heights. It's typical of how the Navy sends. You know, if we have a nuclear submarine that has missile capability, they send those launch codes to our submarines. There are faxes that go from shore under the water to our submarines and things like that, you know, and it's a very, very slow process. Time you can pack digital data into these things. Very, very similar. I'm not saying that's what it is, but that's about the only thing close that I can say that, you know, it could be.
Okay, now I've gone back to the graphic where you isolated one click, and where you're showing that it has a ramp up on the left side and a ramp down on the right side. But I want to talk about what's in the middle. Because if we start at the top and come down, we have a straight line that comes down. Then it splits into two lines coming down, like a tuning fork. What does that indicate?
Yeah, well, if you have a tuning fork, though, you have an initial spike, and then it damps out. You know, you get that little thing that's on the right side of that spike.
Yeah, but I'm asking, what does it indicate where it splits into these two lines? Why don't we just have one line coming from the top to the bottom all the way? We don't. We have one line that comes down, and then it branches off into two lines, right and left.
Yeah, well, that's that was zoomed in as far as I get to try to look at the actual signal itself. I mean, if you look at the one graphic that looks like a barcode, that's what it looks like. This is what it looks like zoomed up close and personal. Uh-huh. And you know, even spikes have a frequency. And if you widen the timing out enough, you'll find out it isn't quite just a spike. It's got two lines. It's got a flat top to it.
Okay, so that's normal.
That, yeah. If you take a spike, it looks like a line like you see in the barcode, and then you zoom in on it, you know, time-wise. I mean, that's the maximum I could zoom. That was going down into microseconds. You know, whatever this is a very fast spike. Spikes appear to be nothing more than just a straight line, but if you really look at it over time and zoom in the time, they're not exactly spike looking.
Okay, I understand. Okay, now I want to go back to the question of you said okay that this is characteristic of what you would see with the way the Navy communicates with submarines. There aren't any submarines where I am. So, who would be transmitting signals like this right up in the middle of the United States?
Yeah, that's a hard one to consider, you know, unless we've got some secret program to roll above, you know, over the radar systems all across.
Yeah,
the
all you had to do was say secret, I mean, and they started damping you. Try it again.
I said. I don't know unless, you know, some secret program to start putting a whole bunch of over-the-horizon radar systems all over the country.
Now, at one point, you said this was something similar to the Russian woodpecker signal that everybody was talking about a few years ago. Could it be that this is a foreign signal that's not from the United States, that somehow I was picking it up on the cable here?
It's totally possible. I mean, the possibilities where it comes from, I mean, it could come from anything from some military installation to some airport type radar system to
well, there's no airport here either.
even something, you know, I'm not so sure HARP couldn't provide something like that.
Well, where I am, we have no submarines, we have no airport, we do have a lot of corn and a bunch of cows, and so you know, that's one of the reasons it's so mysterious, is that this is coming right here. Can't be coming from an airport, can't be coming from the Navy, any Navy base around here, or any military base around here. We don't have any military bases around here. Is it possible, do you think, that some other nation, like the Russian woodpecker signal, maybe they woke the woodpecker up. What was the purpose of the Russian woodpecker signal?
Well, that was based on an over the radar system that they cleverly took two sets of transmitters and merged these signals to create some weird effects at remote locations. It's kind of a lensing effect, and it was meant to test some forms of electromagnetic weaponry. you know, things that could affect people's moods, a whole bunch of other things. I mean, this thing's so weird that, you know, the fact is that it does look like there is a repetitive pattern. The timing is perfect on this. It does look like it has some intelligent information encoded from outer space. It could be coming from any military installation around the world. It could be generated by HARP. The question is, this is over.
Okay, your audio is breaking up again real bad. Try it again.
I said, where did you lose me?
You said the question is, and it started breaking up.
Yeah, it kind of begs the question, since this is obviously tied in with your internet, is the signal something that's getting into the internet infrastructure and causing a lot of problems? Because I've talked to a number of people. We've been on the phone before too, and you can go to sites that I can't go to.
Yeah.
You know, I was on one particular site that said that you can't get to the server, and yet when the things finally started working, that were sent to me all through that time during that server. Some people said, hey, what's going on? I can't get to the thing. It was down. The service provider said, no, it was up. Other people were on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the fact is that this signal is somehow tied into your internet. Makes me wonder what it is that's getting into the internet infrastructure and causing these problems.
Let's do a little experiment here. You know the Wi-Fi system that when it comes up and interrupts your comms? Check and see if he's on right now, because I think he's messing with you. And if he is, listen to me, guy. We know who you are and where you are. All right, we're going to step away for a break. We'll be back. Back to the Kevin Smith Show. We're talking about some real strangeness, real weirdness going on, and it is just possible that what I intercepted is whatever signal is causing the weirdness all over the world on the internet. So let me see if we have Jeff with us. Jeff, are you there?
Yeah.
Did you catch what I said to check?
Yeah, and definitely up.
And now your communications are good.
Yeah, you're clear as a bell.
This is how it was before the show. I guess he got the message. But I want, in case he didn't, I want to give it to you again. We know who you are, what you are, and what you're doing. Stop that crap. That is, if you don't want me to put a picture of you on the internet. All right, this signal, you were saying, maybe since it was coming in from the cable that provides my internet, and that's all it does, maybe this is a signal that's getting into the internet and causing the problems around the world. Is that what you're saying?
It's possible. I mean, I can't say for sure, but something weird to all that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very strange. I just, there seems to be some intelligent information encoded in it. The timing is perfect. I can't understand why there would be spikes, but...
And by spikes, you mean some are higher than others?
Yeah, well, I mean they're just very fast rise time signals. I mean they're very quick. You know, like when you played it, it's
sound.
He's messing with you again. All right, pal. Your picture's going on the internet. Keep it up. Your picture and who you are and what you are is going on the internet. There's some snowboarders in Canada that didn't think I would do it to them, and I made them famous. I'm about to make you famous. You think I'd do that, Jeff?
Oh, I don't have to think about that. I know you'd do that.
Yeah, I'm going to make you famous. I'm going to put your a picture of your house with your address, your license plate on your car, and your special uniform that you carry with you. All right.
And a Google Street View link.
Don't think I don't know who you are, and don't think that I'm bluffing. You better go. You're a rookie. You better go talk to some people that aren't rookies and find out. You better find out if I am a rookie. All right, Jeff, I'm going to open the phone lines, and it could be that we have some folks that have a comment or a question about this, and I want them to have the opportunity to call in, and if folks, well, the telephone number is 623-444-5889. Get some guts and get your phone. And let's talk about this. 623-444-5889. If this signal is what's disrupting the internet, then it's not just here. It's happening to you. It's causing you problems. It's making you think you can't get on my site. It's making you think you can't get on other sites. And you can't. Somebody's doing it. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Christine from Arizona.
Hi, Christine.
How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, I was interested in your speaker tonight talking about
the signal.
Signals being, sorry, having a hard time with my words. When I was coming back from, Las Vegas in 2003, coming up over the Hoover Dam, there were a large group of UFOs, and they were all equidistant from each other. So when I heard that on your show, I thought, well, equidistant, okay, does that mean something? I don't know. But there was a bunch of them still coming into that group.
Yeah, well, let's ask Jeff about that. Jeff, the spacing between the clicks may be as important as the click and its frequency, right?
Oh yeah, just like the spacing between thick lines and thin lines on barcodes. I mean, there could be information packed in that as well.
Okay, so is there significance to the fact that for when we have a space, for instance, a wide gap between clicks, when we have that, it's the same distance every time we have it? Is there significance to that?
It means it's intelligent. It's been planned. That just doesn't happen.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And you know, based on lack of information or a lack of a signal, that could be indicative that that's some piece of intelligent information.
So the information may be in the gaps.
Yeah. The information is probably in the gaps. There's probably information in the heights of these signals that are very accurately perfect.
Okay. Let's go to the telephone. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Brent from Wyoming.
Hello, Brent.
This goes back to the CB era. It could be an airport hundreds of miles away, because we had some, we were in, up by Yellowstone, up by Devil's Tower, and we got skipped on the CB all the way from Arizona.
Yeah, so but you know, the I don't think there's any airports operating on CB.
No, but what I'm saying, it's an analog signal.
Uh-huh.
It could skip off the atmosphere.
It could, but let's ask Jeff. Jeff, do you know of any airports that are using analog signals these days?
A lot of the, you know, most of all the radar systems are digital. However, you know, over-the-horizon radar systems are a little bit different animal, because they send out these spikes, and what they're intended to do is send out these high pulses, these very high pulses of information to be able to bounce off of very small or very low-flying objects. There are a number of those around the country.
How would it be getting, how could that get into the internet cable?
Well, that's kind of the good question. You know, normally that would be indicative of, you know, I mean, we talked about earlier about how you can place a cell phone next to your computer speakers, and when data is being transferred or they're pinging your phone or something like that, you know, you can get some interference.
Yeah.
But that's having, you know, a receiving and transmitting device right very close to them. For something like that with shielded cables, you know, audio cables aren't the greatest shield in the world. They're about, maybe usually about 90-95% shielded, so some things get into them. Unless you live real close to a radio station or a, you know, traffic control tower, it shouldn't be a problem. But
boy, I'll tell you, we don't. I do not live anywhere near a radio station or a traffic control tower, air traffic control tower. I don't live anywhere near. I don't even live near a bus station.
Who knows, man? Maybe the Monsanto corns figured out a way to communicate differently.
Brent, you got a lot of corn growing out where you live?
Me? No.
No? Well, I was going to ask you if you've been getting interference from your Monsanto corn.
No. I will say this, however. Your video froze shortly after you put that first graphic up of the spike.
Yeah.
And it came on for a little bit. It's back to that frozen image.
Okay. We're going to go to a break. We'll be back right after this. Brent, you want to hang on?
No, it's fine.
All right, thanks. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and let me welcome those of you who are joining us just now in this second hour. We've had a change of plans here tonight. We had some breaking news happen to us right before the show. We intercepted a signal that was disrupting things here, and I've played that signal for you, and I shall do so again. There it is. And we've had that signal analyzed by someone who definitely has the expertise. And we've been talking about it. It is an intelligent signal. It is a signal that's carrying information, perhaps in the gaps between the clicks, perhaps in the clicks themselves. Jeff, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Boy, the communications got good when I talked to whoever it is there about he better check and see if I'm a rookie.
Somebody. Yeah, I also checked the server status, and it's been bouncing up and down like a yo-yo.
Yeah. Well, you know, somebody up there above in higher rank must have said, you better back the freak off because he will put your picture on the Internet, and I will. All right, caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Mark from Mojave.
Okay, Mark from Mojave. How are you?
Your broadcasts remind me of what happened to me here where I live on July the 2nd, 2012, at 9 p.m. I received a disturbing email, and it bothered me so much I went outside. And hovering over the house was a UFO. And I feel that most of these things are military. And it flew off going southeast. And since then, I've had four more emails that are definitely been tampered with. So I agree that these have some ability to intercept email messages via the Internet.
Oh, yes, they do. Folks, you need to know this. If you don't, you need to wake up and smell the coffee. There is no such thing as a private email anymore. All email is intercepted and scanned. And
these comments were germane to subjects I had with other people. So they are intercepting these emails and communications and adding their own interpretations to them to either humiliate you to other people or to freak you out.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, very interesting. Mark, thanks for the call, man.
You bet.
All right. So, Jeff, let's talk about, you mentioned briefly that the Russian woodpecker signal was designed to change people's mood. Is it possible that this signal that I intercepted and that I've been playing and we've been talking about is a signal that's going out over the Internet to do a mind control on people?
Yeah, it's possible. It's it seems a little far-fetched, but
All right, well, let's take this call, and then we'll talk about why it's far-fetched. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, it's Rich from Laguna Niguel.
Hello, Rich. What's on your mind?
Well, I hate to burst your bubble.
Okay.
But that's a known Cox Internet Motorola modem problem.
I'm not on Cox, and I don't have Motorola.
Okay. It's still the same type of thing. That signal there is from the A to D unit in the cable modem switching up and down. It gets stuck that way, and anything can come through. The only fix that anybody has for it. I just remembered that when you were in Phoenix that you were using Cox. Anyway,
yeah.
What the problem is, you got to shut the modem down and restart it.
You know, that sounds reasonable, and that might be the case. But let me tell you about Phoenix. Let me tell you that in the Phoenix area, I was in an apartment, and there were, I don't know, I think 8 apartments that were on the same cable box for Internet. Mine kept having all kinds of trouble, and like daily I was calling Cox. And I finally got someone out there. They would come out and they would say, well, everything's okay. And they replaced the modem. They replaced something in the box in the closet. And everything's okay. And we'd be okay for a day or two, and then we'd have the problem again. And I finally got someone out there.
Well, remember that the fiber optics comes in and gets split into three lines.
It's not. That was not fiber. No. It was not fiber optics. And
hardwired than one.
It was hard. Okay, okay. Look, I'm going to shut your mic off so you can listen. Here's the deal. We finally got a guy out there who said, a technician who said, all of the others are fine. There's no problem. Yours is getting a high spike. And I don't know how just yours could get that high spike. And I ask, can that be transmitted, since you can turn my own internet off and on in your office, can that spike be transmitted down the line and directed right to me and not to someone else? And he said, yes.
And, I'm an engineer. I did that stuff for 25 years.
Uh-huh.
So I've seen that. I know you don't know what an optical time domain reflectometer is.
Well, we have a PhD in IT on the line with us. He understands. Go ahead and tell him.
Well, it's just the fact that a signal from the TV side gets over into the digital side, the cable box, and it flips the A to D and gets it going in a loop. And that signal comes through, and the only known shutoff for it is to turn the cable modem box off and turn it back on.
Well, and I said, that may be the case. So how do we account for the communications problem that we just had until I started talking to them?
Well, I can't tell you that. All I know is that's the number one problem with all the fiber optics or digital cable modems. They all have a problem with the A to D converter, which has to pick up the signal that comes in and adjust it. They just go bang. They quit, and some of them, will lock up. The early model ones, the Hitachi ones, would lock up and not come back.
Okay. Jeff, what do you think?
Anyway, Kevin,
all right.
I'm just letting you know.
All right, thank you.
It is. I've seen it like thousands of times.
Okay. Well, you might be right, although I find it very interesting that it all responded to my threat. Jeff, are you still with us? If you can hear, okay. What do you think about what he had to say?
Yeah, there are some things in the time domain of the fiber optic cables that can cause some weird stuff.
But we don't have fiber optics here.
But somewhere between you and your backbone that you do.
Okay. And so what do you think in terms of this signal? Is this signal what you would expect from that problem?
This thing's very similar to it. Very, very similar to it.
So do you you think that's what it is, or do you think it's something else?
No, I really don't know. I mean, I'm kind of weirded out about the fact that it got into your audio system.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's when I wasn't even on the internet. How about that? So I don't think it is what he's talking about, because when I wasn't even on the internet, I had that problem.
But yeah, I mean, there are known things. He's absolutely correct. I mean, there are known things. I am aware of the Motorola issue.
Yeah. Well, okay, let's take this call. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Jerome from Pennsylvania.
Hey, Jerome.
Hi. Your last caller made sense to me. I'm not a technical person at all, but since Jeff somewhat agrees that it's a possibility, but what I'd like to say is you have two different problems here. You have the original signal, mm-hmm. and then you have the person messing up with your call to Jeff, with your call to Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
And my question to you... you boasted that he quit after you threatened him, but yet he didn't, because there was another little break that I heard. But why threaten him? Why not, if he's going to mess around with you, why not just say, here's your picture, here's the address, here's the license plate, or can you get in trouble for doing that?
Yes, I can. If I give him fair warning and he keeps doing it, and I've said, if you do that again, I'm going to make you famous. I'm going to put your picture and picture of your house and your car and everything on the internet. Do it again, and I'm going to do it. I've given him fair warning.
Okay, so I'm just assuming then he works for one of these alphabet agencies.
Okay, that you could assume that.
Okay, Kevin, you answered my question. I just wondered why you were threatening him instead of just doing the deed, but you answered my question.
Yeah, I have to give you a chance to back off. And if you don't back off, I've warned you. And therefore, you have tacitly agreed for me to put your photo and all of that information on the internet, because I've warned you I'm going to do it. And so if you continue your behavior, you've tacitly agreed for me to do it.
Well, thank you, Kevin, and I take pride in that, too.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Look, this thing with the signal, it might be what Rich said, and I don't doubt. I mean, Rich knows what he's talking about, and Jeff has said, "Yeah, it's very, very similar to that." He said, "I'm familiar with that problem. It's very similar to that." But here's the deal: when I wasn't even on the internet, when I didn't even have anything up on the computer, this was coming in. So. You know, I don't know. What do you think, Jeff?
It's hard to say. On the other hand, considering the fact that the number of problems we've had with this when everything was tested out before, it makes me kind of wonder, you know, why somebody may...
Now they're messing with you again, Jeff. And, yeah... Okay, are they either messing with you or messing with me? Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. I just watched it as it did that. And I had a reaction over here on my screen. So I think what they're doing is now they're messing with me. And it's kind of like, okay, tell you what, you don't know who I am. But I can find out. And I recommend to anybody that's doing that kind of stuff, to me, to Jeff, to this program, I recommend you better go check and find out if I'm a rookie. You need to go check and find out if I'm afraid to out you to the public. I got a track record on that. Okay, so why is it far-fetched? You said it would be far-fetched to think that there was any mind control data in this. Why?
I don't think that things are ramped up to that level, personally. It's not out of the realm of possibility. But... you know, it may tie into something having to do with a lot of people's interconnectability and, you know, a lot of the problems that they're having.
What do we mean by interconnectability here? What, in what way are you using that?
Well, when it comes to the internet, there's a whole bunch of backbones. You know, there's a whole bunch of main suppliers of stuff. And they have to hop back and forth. You know, if you're on one system and you're on one backbone, in order to access stuff that's on another backbone, you have to hop across it. This has been the whole basis around this whole net neutrality thing, and, you know, all the providers at war with each other about providing interoperability between their systems. you know, there's a lot going on in Washington right now as far as cybersecurity type stuff. You know, there may be something being rolled out that's you know, we've all heard of the internet kill switch.
Does that really exist?
There really is no way to kill it, but there are ways to make it so that you can't get from point A to point B. Like when I was trying to access things the other day, on a specific site, and it appeared to be down, server not responding. It just looked like that particular service was not available on the internet. However, I know it was because other people were posting things, other people were doing things. I had messages sent to me over that particular service. Once everything came back up, I was able to access that and go into the forums, and people were saying, hey, what's going on here?
So other people were having that problem too, and yet there were people able to access it. All right, let's take a look at this call. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Good evening, Kevin. This is Louie from Connecticut.
Hi, Louie.
Yes, you know, I'm just getting over a heart attack. That's why I haven't been calling.
Well, first, I'm very, very sorry that you had a heart attack, but I'm very glad that you're getting over it, and it's good to hear you again.
Yes. But Kevin, on your computer, do you have an Ethernet plug or a regular phone plug?
Ethernet.
Okay, even though you wasn't on the net, you're still plugged in to the phone company. See, your Ethernet plug is data and voice.
Okay.
And a local central office is wired up for where they will wire up the voice side, and the digital side is for your data, where you can actually talk and receive calls on the same line. That's the purpose of it. It actually, you may not see fiber optics, but you probably are going through fiber optics in the central office.
Got no problem with that. Doesn't answer some critical questions, though. Why was this signal coming over my audio speakers and it wasn't on the telephone, and the telephone is running through that computer and is on the internet?
Yeah, but your Ethernet plug had voice and data going through it.
But why is like, no? You're missing the question. I've got speakers sitting here, okay. To my right, I've got a telephone, and it's audio as well.
Right.
The speakers don't have anything to do with the internet. They have to do with what comes through that sound card. This phone runs through the internet, and if the problem was the internet, if it's a signal coming over the internet because of some kind of loop in the signal, I should have had problems with my telephone but I was talking on the telephone at the time.
Not really, because your phone is voice, not data. That's the purpose. You don't realize you're being split.
Okay, but no, you're missing the point again. The telephone is audio.
Right.
But it's digitized audio, and it's digits going through the internet, so it is data. What I'm listening to here on the speakers is audio. And that's where the signal was, on the speakers. So if this was data coming through the internet, it should have been on my telephone as well, because it is data.
Okay. Yeah. Let me say. See, but in the local phone company, Kevin, it's split.
Now I'm not on the local phone.
No. See, you got in the local phone company, when they wire it up, they wire up your phone separate. And you're going through a piece of equipment where they split off data and they split off voice, okay?
But I'm not on that.
To me, it's from the modem, okay? The modem in from the phone company, like that person was saying before. It could be the modem, but every person, you know, the IP, they can't interrupt individual people, because usually a T1 is like 24 DSOs.
But I'm not through the phone company.
But it would sound like somebody is sending a binary code, which is giving instructions to individual modem where they can control it.
Okay, I can buy that. But the point is this. This telephone is 100% digital. It doesn't go through any local telephone company. It's totally internet.
Okay. Well, it all depends what IP provider you have.
What's the name? ComEd?
Believe it or not, Kevin, everybody goes to the local phone company. Doesn't make a difference who you have.
What does that have to do with this signal? This signal should have been on my telephone if it's data, because this telephone is data.
Right, but they broke it down. In other words, that's like I said, it sounds like they're sending a binary code with instructions. And they can do that, okay? Like you say, high and low.
Uh-huh.
Like a high may be a 1, and a low may be a 0, like a ground. And they can make a binary coded decimal with instructions that is made for your, you know, your modem, where they can actually do things. They can make things move around in your computer. They can change things. They can actually do that.
Okay, Jeff, what do you say about it?
Yeah, it could be instructions sent down the line on your cable modem connection to reprogram your modem. It could be to do something behind the modem.
How long would that take?
The way those clicks went, probably a long time.
Well, here's the deal. I've had them reprogram that modem before. I've had them reset it before. And it takes a few seconds.
Yep.
This signal went for well over a minute, maybe over 2 minutes. It went till I unplugged the modem.
You know, I know what the caller's talking about, but, you know, I've got a little sense of what your system is, and, you know, you're totally digital.
Yeah.
I mean, your telephone network is all voice over IP.
Now, we have to take a break, Jeff. We'll come back to that when we get back. Don't go away, folks. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and let me just check and see if we've still got everybody here. Louie, are you still with me?
Still here.
All right. Jeff, are you still with me?
Yep, still here.
Okay. So, Jeff, you were saying that, yes, you're familiar with what he's talking about, and that it could be that, but, and you were saying something about my system being totally digital.
Yeah, I mean, eventually you do have to go, even voice over IP goes through local switching networks at some point.
Okay.
Weird how all this came about, and the fact that you are totally digital doesn't, you know, I'm not saying this is one thing or another. All I'm saying is the signals are strange. You know, the one caller you had, you know, it things.
Okay.
The fact that it came over your audio system kind of makes it very strange.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand. So, why is it coming over my audio system and not over my telephone system? and the audio is just a sound card, and the telephone is actually on that cable and modem. And it didn't come over the telephone, but it came over this audio. So how does that happen, Lou?
It's probably because they can instruct it on frequency. It works on the same principle as a police scanner. Once you find that frequency, say, for instance, on a police like a cordless phone, if you want to find that frequency, what you do, you put 1,000 cycles into a regular phone, and you call that special number to use for 1,000 cycles. When you hit the 1,000 cycles from that cordless phone, you know that's the frequency, so anytime somebody calls, you're going to hear it on the scanner. They know the frequency, okay? And different instructions.
But my speakers
and your modem.
But my speakers are not hooked to the modem.
No, it amplifies it. See, they can send instructions. Say, for instance,
I understand what you're saying. I got a question for you, though.
Yeah.
I know you have a background in working with telephone systems. All right. Do you know of any signal that was ever sent out that did not sound like telemetry?
No.
So you never heard a signal like this, because this does not sound like telemetry.
Well, I heard I hear like frequency like that, but it's put in from like voice of IP. They make into a binary code. Okay, you put it on the sine wave.
I know, but telemetry, if they send a signal, it's a quick burst of telemetry.
Right.
This signal is a slow click. And this signal doesn't match anything that the telephone company or the cable companies send.
It could be interference. Say from like a cell tower, the satellites. Before any signal gets to your home, they can do a lot of things before even they send it out to your house.
Yeah, but satellite telemetry sounds the same as telephone company telemetry, as cable company telemetry. It all has that brrrr.
Right.
Sound to it. This is not that.
No, well, see, that could be coming from the modem, like the other person said.
But my speakers are not hooked to the modem.
Right, you got voice over IP.
Then it should go through voice over IP, because that's what's hooked to the modem, and it didn't.
Right. See, there's so much new technology now, you know, Kevin, since I retired, you know, mm-hmm. that you, I wouldn't put nothing past them what they can do.
Yeah. Now, I want to make it clear, I'm not saying this is any particular thing. I'm saying it doesn't fit anything that I'm familiar with, and I've had problems with modems before and cable companies, and I'm very, very familiar with what all that sounds like. This doesn't sound like that.
Right. What you said. Well, see, the thing is, like, ever since they have Homeland Security, I don't care what, you know, what kind of equipment you got. The Homeland Security got to have can get into anybody's equipment.
Sure.
Now.
Sure,
like,
they can.
Like, say, an antivirus. It don't make a difference what you got. They got to have a way to get in to your equipment. And the phone company does not have to know what kind of signal they're sending, but they got a right they can get into anybody's computer, just mm-hmm. like they monitor everybody's emails.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. Okay, Louis, thanks for the call, man.
Yes, sir.
All right. Bye-bye. And get well, Louis. Good to hear from you again. See, I'm not saying that this is like a message from outer space. I don't think it is, and I haven't said that. And I'm not saying that this, you know, in fact, Jeff, when you mentioned that this is the type of signals that you would expect in communicating with submarines. And I know you have a background that would qualify you to say it looks like that kind of a signal. What did I say? Yeah, but there aren't any submarines where I am, and there's not any airports where I am. I don't know what this is, and it doesn't match any of the parameters that I think are normal. I know Rich gave a good explanation, but Rich, and he may be exactly right, but the parameters of how this signal was getting to me don't seem to fit, because it was coming over audio, but not over any of the stuff hooked to the internet.
And certainly, if somebody was sending you some reprogramming signals, they wouldn't be that slow. I mean, that could take days to get the data across.
Yeah, let's, for those who have just tuned in, let's hear it again. You can barely hear it, but there it is. That's what it sounds like. So do you think that, okay, this does not sound like telemetry to me. This doesn't sound, and folks, you've heard telemetry. You've all heard it. Jeff, you mentioned it. If you get your telephone too close to a TV or a radio when it sends out its DTMF ping to keep where the government can keep track of where you are, you can hear that telemetry go out over the speakers on your radio or your TV, because it's a your cell phone, folks, is a radio. It's not a telephone. It's a radio. And that's why it does that. And it doesn't sound like this, does it? It doesn't sound like this at all. All right, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hello, Kevin. This is Kathy in Las Vegas.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi. I don't know Morse code, but I'm curious to see what that would translate into Morse code. Maybe someone's using low-tech to get at you through the high-tech to make you put attention to the fact that, hey, wait a minute, it's a digital phone and not an analog. So maybe it's an intentional mix-up and confusion, so you'd look into it more.
Well, see, it didn't come over the telephone at all. It wasn't. It came over the speakers here in the studio, and I was talking on the telephone, and it wasn't coming over the telephone at all. It came over the speakers in the studio.
I hope you're not haunted.
I don't know what it is. Maybe it is ghosts. I don't know, Jeff. I don't think it would be Morse code. Do you?
No, it kind of sounded like it could be, but after looking at the signals, I don't think so.
Yeah.
There's not the typical, there's no long, short dots and long pauses and things like that.
Okay. Kathy, do you know Morse code?
I don't know, only SOS.
Yeah. Okay, so if this was Morse code, we would have dit 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 da dit 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 da dit da dit da dit dit dit.
True, yeah.
And I mean that's the pattern that's here. But the pattern here, the real pattern, is in the grouping and the frequencies that came. So we have low, high, middle, low, space, low, high, middle, space, low, space, middle, space, high, low, high, space, middle, high, space, and then we have high, middle, middle, space, high, middle, middle. And this pattern then repeats. So I don't know.
If maybe your speaker wires are picking up some astronomical things from the sun?
Well, I don't think so. I really don't, but
I don't know what to tell you, Kevin.
Do you think it's weird, Kathy?
I do.
I do, too. It's,
thank you for that. I hope someone else can have a better idea than what I could come up with.
Well, yeah, but that's a good thought. But it doesn't seem to be Morse code. But somebody who knows Morse code might could take a look at that and see. I don't know.
Okay.
Thanks. All right. 623-444-5889. And, of course, if you're outside of the USA and you're outside of Canada, you can always use the flash message feature. Jeff, and we're going to depart a little bit from what we have, the focus of what we've been discussing. Because what I want people to understand, I am not going to say that, I'm not saying that what I'm about to talk about is related to this signal. Jeff, are mind control capabilities built into signals that they can transmit through the wiring in your house?
Yeah, it's possible. As okay. well as cell phone networks and other things.
Okay. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Steve from Georgia.
Hi, Steve.
I'm glad you asked Jeff that question about electronics and mind control. And what I want to ask you, Kevin, is when you initially heard that rhythmic ticking, did you have any physiological response to that, like a rapid heart rate or a mood change?
No, not that I recall. I don't think so.
Okay. Okay. Well, the reason I ask is that using a transmission of different degrees of hertz, well, for instance, 6.6 hertz, a transmission using Maser technology, that's microwave, it's like laser, only it's using microwave instead of light. You can alter the brainwave pattern of a person and induce depression on them. Using certain
okay,
types
Steve,
of...
Steve, you're going to have to hang on, man. We've got a break taking over. Folks, we'll be back right after this break. Don't go away. Welcome back. We're on Final Approach here at the Kevin Smith Show, and we have on the telephone with us Steve from Georgia. Steve, I had to cut you off because of the break. You were talking about using Maser, and we had to cut off right there.
Well, the point I'm getting at is that we are bioelectric entities. You know, we're biological. And we generate electricity. Electricity drives the heart. You know, we have the electrocardiogram. You know, we read the electrical conductivity that causes the heart to beat in a regular or an irregular pattern depending on our level of health. There's also electricity generated all through the brain. We have an electroencephalogram that can be read that talks about the electrical state of the brain, and there is an electrical exchange across every cell of the body. It's the electron pump. The electrons or the electrolytes go in and out of the cells to maintain health. We are electrical, and what I'm getting at is these same people who can transmit electricity to hack your equipment are also capable of using electricity and other means to hack the electronics of the human body. You can phase a rhythm similar to that spike that you showed. You know, it doesn't look exactly like a EKG complex. you know, the P wave, the QRS, and the T wave that appears on the heart. But it's something similar to that. You know, it's small in the beginning. It builds up. It has a huge spike. That's the, you know, the small part at the beginning is the P wave, and that's the electricity generated by the sinoatrial node in the upper right part of the heart. And then the large segment is, you know, that electricity conducting down to the ventricle, creating the big heartbeat. And then as the heart rests and repolarizes, you have the T wave at the very end. It's a ramping up, a spike, and a ramping down. That's what the EKG looks like. And I'm here to tell you that the same technology that can send a beat like that into your electronic equipment can also send that stuff into your heart. Heart attacks can be induced remotely through fatal dysrhythmias, a disruption of the electronics in your heart. That technology is out there. Moods can be produced in the brain, or suicidal ideation and thoughts, confusion and so on, can also be transmitted into the brain. This is some dangerous stuff, and it's out there. You know, the bad guys aren't the only ones who know how to use this technology. You know, a lot of us that are out here walking on the fringes, Kevin, we're out here for a reason. You know, we're out here. And I know that you are protected, that, you know, you get assaulted sometimes. You know, your equipment, your transmission, and your message gets assaulted, but you are protected ultimately. And, you know, I feel reassured by that knowledge. I know you are. You're protected. And these people who want to assault your equipment have to understand that the technology that they can bring to bear, it can be brought to bear on them as well. You know, and I sense that this is a deliberate attack on your equipment. And I think the people that are generating that attack better get ready, because something can come back on them as well. And the technology that I say is out there, I'm telling you, I know it's out there, and they just need to be ready. And okay. Be assured, Kevin, you're protected.
Well, that's great news. That is excellent news. All right, let me get my volume turned back up. Steve, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. All righty. Well, Jeff, I don't have any equipment or capability of bringing this back on them if, in fact, it is as Steve described. Now, I'm open to the idea as well. You know, Steve might be correct about this being an attack. Rich might be exactly right about the origin of this signal. This, all I can say about it is, after 12 years of doing this, I don't run into things very often where I say, I never saw that before. That doesn't happen very often. But this kind of signal coming this way to me via the audio speakers in the studio, not over any of the, you know, the stuff that's on the internet, came through the audio speakers, coming to me this way, this type of signal I've never heard before. I have heard telemetry. It's just weird. It's just very, very weird. Now, Rich might be exactly right about this. Rich, if you're still listening, I hope you will give me a telephone call after the show, and let me go into more detail about what was going on and so forth. And I want to hear from you. I want your expertise on this. Because I think if you have more detail, it'll be easier for you to decide if what you're saying is what fits. And I want to know. So after the show, I want you to give me a call. Jeff, any final thoughts about this?
I I have to tell you, Steve's absolutely correct. And you know what my normal day job is, so.
Yes.
I'm not saying that's what it is, but there is a possibility. There's a possibility it could be just a glitch in your cable modem. It could be a whole number of things.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is, it's happening, and it's creating some disturbance somewhere.
If this were a transmission, and if it's purely coincidental that it went away when I rebooted the router and the cable modem, if it were a transmission being aimed at my location, is it possible, is it even feasible that my audio speakers would pick it up?
Very unlikely. If it's coming through your cable modem, very, very, very unlikely.
Okay, but if it's not coming from the cable modem, if that's purely coincidental that it stopped when I rebooted, if it's just a transmission being aimed in here, is it possible that my audio speakers would have picked it up?
Yeah. I mean, if it's some sort of high-level RF stuff aimed specifically at you, yeah.
All right. Does the pattern of the frequency, where you isolated it and we look at one click here and we see the ramp up, the spike, and the ramp down. On that one, that picture, does that look like RF?
It looks like RF, and it looks exactly what, like Steve was talking about, biological rhythms. I'm glad he called in and said that.
Hmm. And so, you're saying then there is a possibility that I've got something aimed at the studio here?
It's a possibility. It could be nothing more than, you know, what the other caller was talking about with the modem glitch.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm anxious for him to call me after the show. Just stay on the line with me for a moment as we bring it in for a landing. All right, ladies and gentlemen, my friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do, too. You can call me whatever you want. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Tomorrow night, we'll do real open line, all right?